I'm Sue Lewis. I'm very involved with the church at Community House, and I'm an ex-Maindy girl. Grew up, spent my earliest years in Maindy, so I'm very fond of Community House and Maindy activities in general.
Can you explain to me how you became involved, when you became involved in Community House?
Yes, I'd been a friend of Marilyn Priday for many years, and I was not attending any church at that time, although I'd been a person of faith prior to that. I'd had a bit of a crisis. And Marilyn's whole example of her life is wonderful. And at some stage, I started going to her church and found other people just as, what can I say, just as generous of spirit and lovely. So the church, although it's a very, very small Presbyterian church, is full of spirit. It's wonderful. And I know it's had a very long history, but its current status is that of a bit of an extended family. We don't have big congregations, but two of the elders have been there since they were very young people. And it's a nurturing place. It's a lovely place that sets out to do everything it can to be a servant of the community that it sits in. And you'll have heard from other interviews how a great big old Victorian structure had to be pulled down, and this quite ugly modern building replaced it. Very functional. So the whole purpose then of the church was to say, we don't anymore live in the middle of a huge Christian community anymore. It's a really diverse community. At that time in the 60s, it was largely building its residence through incomers from Pakistan, and the church set out to serve that community, to say we need to outreach to them. There's never any suggestion whatsoever of conversion. The whole tenet of our church is that we respect people's views, we bring them in, we share our views, we listen to their views, we try to make harmony in the world. And if there's one word that we use to distraction in our place, it's shalom, which means the harmony of machinery, the harmony of peace, everything working in its place, everything working smoothly. And that's me and the church. And part of that moving smoothly is that the church created a brilliant community centre that's now served kind of three generations of children. And I've come in the last 10 years, I'm part of that.
What activities are you currently involved with at the community centre?
My main thing is the toddler group, because I do that myself. But that's, what, about a year old? And that's lovely. It's a smashing little group. And the mums and dads there are, again, this family feel. It really does feel like a little family. But for the last 8 or 9 years, I've been helping Marilyn run the Coffee and Laughs group. And oh, I love it. I absolutely love the Coffee and Laughs group. We've had such fun and we've done such interesting things.
Can you tell me about any interesting events or visits or activities?
We're always having events. If there's something we can celebrate, we will. And so we have lots and lots of anniversary things, and Pakistani Day, and at Christmas we do a shared thing where we read the Quran and the Bible and have the story of the Nativity to similar but divergent stories, because we just share what we, you know, all of the Islamic prophets are our prophets as well. So it's a lovely safe space for us to do that in. But when we go out, we just have coach loads of us, and it's so noisy and it's so wonderful, and we just descend on places. And oh, we've been to different gardens. We've been down to the National Gardens down in West Wales. Oh, we took a coach load of the Coffee and Laughs women to see the Grayson Perry exhibition in Cheltenham, because we were going to do a big fabric project using sewing skills, and he has done this wonderful roomful of textiles based on Rake's Progress, you know. That was fabulous. And wherever I go with them, whether it's somewhere like that, Cheltenham, no, it wasn't Cheltenham, sorry, it was Bath. Whether it's somewhere like that in Bath, or to, we go to local churches and join their knit and natter groups and their women's groups. They give us tea, then they come down to us and have curry and cream cakes with us. But when I've been to a few different places, when I'm really one of quite a few Welsh white women in this great big group of mainly Pakistani, but also Chinese and Mauritian and other women, but women who patently do not look like Welsh, white or English women. Whenever I'm with them, I think I get an insight into what it feels like to be other in this country. And it's, you know, it's not a bad thing. I haven't had horrible experiences, but it does give me that insight, which I've only ever had before when I've been the only woman at a male-dominated conference or meeting or something like that. And then I've got my professional authority behind me to make me feel okay. But yeah, you know, things like, silly little things like, we were waiting for our bus to arrive once, and so we all went into a charity shop. Wow, the looks on the faces of the ladies. And I really, really did think that they thought we were going to just pick up arms full of clothes and go. They were very tense. And then they realised that everyone was quite seriously looking at everything. We all had our purses out, and they must have thought it was, you know, Christmas for their shop, because we all bought so much there. I remember having very attentive service in a posh frock shop in Cheltenham. We went to the theatre in Cheltenham, and it was only three of us, I think, but it really did feel different. I think it felt the same way as teenagers feel when they go into shops. They're scrutinised. I felt scrutinised. And so I think it's given me an empathy. It's impacted on me on how wonderful these women are, because they've come... Most of my friends are born in Pakistan because they come to us for helping with their English and so forth. So I'm not talking about the girls and boys that have gone through our school system. They are Welsh, Welsh, Welsh. That's, you know... But these... I've got so much respect for them. I've stayed in my one little place. I started off in Maindy, stayed in Newport, and now I'm in Pontia. I haven't moved. And these ladies have come to a different climate, to a different culture, and I just think they're so brave. And they've said to me, two or three of them have said, "But Sue, I didn't have a choice. It wasn't about being brave. I didn't have a choice." But what they've done is made a real life for themselves here. And honestly, I've got four or five such close friends, which I wouldn't have had if I hadn't been involved in Community House. And I've got a huge network of friends, because the group is about 30-fold. But I've made some very, very close friends that I absolutely love to bits. So that's Community House for me. It's enriched my life no end. Couldn't be more grateful to Marilyn Priday for bringing me into that, and all the work that she does. It's a very, very worthwhile place.